Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report and on the Market Watch with me today. Normally, I speak to Ray Ohala from RMB when it comes to fixed income. But today, all in the spirit of the Mining Expo and talks around the mining industry this week being very topical in Namibia. Ray, I'm going to talk to you about commodity prices. So thank you very much for that.
No problem. Really, really excited. I mean, you know, in our space, everything is connected. So happy to speak about everything.
Everything is connected. You're right. Okay. So we're going to cover three specific ones, which is gold, copper and uranium, all three of them being mined in Namibia. So let's quickly start off with gold. So gold is what countries and investors run to in times of uncertainty. We've seen quite a rally in the gold price, right? Take us quickly a little bit through what you've seen in the gold space.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, gold, as you said, is definitely a safe haven asset. I mean, it's been the darling child in the commodity space. I mean, we've seen almost a 30% rally since the start of the calendar year. And I mean, it just speaks to what you're saying is that, you know, there's been heightened geopolitical risk. I mean, we've still got the Russia-Ukraine situation that hasn't been fully sorted out. We know the Iran-Israel situation as well. And that's, I mean, it's currently under ceasefire, but I mean, there's still concerns in terms of how things, you know, play out in the Middle East. And at the same time, the tariff situation, you know, also does bring about, you know, uncertainty, because we know that the tariffs are also being used as a proxy tool to try and incentivize some of this, or to try and bring about this geopolitical risk. So as a result, what you're seeing is that this commodity has rallied quite significantly. I mean, we're currently sitting at about 3,360 pounds. I mean, it's crazy to think that we used to say that, you know, 2,000 dollars an ounce was a crazy mark with a strong resistance. Well, now 3,500 looks like it's, you know, definitely on the cards for the year, but it does look like it's going to start to slow. So it does seem like it's slowing in momentum. Yeah, but it still definitely does seem like it's one direction for gold.
Yeah.
I mean, as the famous trader, like you say, you know, buy dollars and wear gold. So it seems like
What do they say?
Buy dollars and wear gold.
And wear gold. That's a good one. Okay, so also that we've heard is that many central banks around the world have been stocking up as a way of protecting themselves. Have you also seen that, or was just that just news?
No, 100%. No, definitely. As we know that it, you know, it is seen in some states as a reserve currency as well. So we have seen that, you know, stocking up has been taking place by a lot of the central banks. Yeah. But I think it just keeps reiterating the point that you had mentioned before. You know, it is seen as a safe haven asset. Dollar, US dollar used to be the main safe haven asset, but obviously given the uncertainty around the tariffs and how that will affect the US economy, you've seen that the shift has actually gone strongly towards gold.
Okay, but quickly,
reserve currency.
Yeah, so on the tariff side, let's quickly talk about copper. So also a commodity from Namibia and very much also of the region. Tell us a bit about how the tariffs and the impact on copper prices have been hitting various countries, and then also the impact on Namibia.
Okay, cool. I mean, copper is also really, really, really a powerful commodity. I mean, I think, you know, in our space, we see copper as one of the leading or proxies for, you know, where we are in the business cycle or global growth. And as a result, because, you know, we've seen that, you know, we've been on the uptick, we've seen that the copper price has also rallied quite significantly. It's moved about 10% higher since the start of the calendar year. And if you take into account that, you know, this is factoring in after the announcement by the US on tariffs that on copper products, right? So not on the actual raw material, but he imposed a tariff, 50% tariff on copper products in the UK, which kind of saw a dip in the copper price towards the end of July. But at the same time, I mean, I think just given overall global sentiment, it does still seem like there's the positive outlook for copper. It does seem like it's going to touch the $10,000 per ton mark by the end of the year. And yeah, I think that is always a very, very good signal in terms of where we are from a global commodity perspective.
So how does that impact Namibia now? And my question has got two angles. One, there's been a reduction by the US government on the initial announcement of the tariffs on Namibia. Does that impact our gold exports as well, our copper exports as well? And our copper, where does it go into the world? Does it go to the UK?
Oh, correct. So no, I mean, definitely on your first point, it does have an effect on our copper imports or copper exports. But it was specifically, I mean, this tariff that we had announced, because we, as you do know, that we reduced the tariffs on Namibia overall. But the specific tariff I was mentioning was the one that was specifically on UK. And that one had a huge global impact. And then, yes, definitely our copper exports do fiddled into the global supply. I mean, obviously it's not as substantial as where, you know, it's been sourced up throughout the globe, but it is actually a very positive sentiment. And I think, you know, bringing things closer to home, we do know that there was an issuance of rights recently by Corex, copper mining company, it took place about 2 months ago, which definitely with this copper outlook, it does look very, very positive from their perspective as well. So I definitely just think overall it does seem like it's positive news in the copper space.
A good space to be in. Okay, lastly, let's quickly touch on uranium, quite a complicated market.
Ah, the yellow cake.
Tell us where we are with that.
But I think that, you know, a lot has changed over the last 5 years with regards to uranium. I mean, obviously before, I mean, we've always known that it's been used for nuclear energy, and specifically for renewable energy. But actually, this stream has grown a lot stronger now when we do realize that nuclear energy is a very good alternative in terms of, you know, potency, but at the same time, still being viewed as a renewable, as green, as in very low carbon emitting source of energy. And what we've seen there is that it's actually rallied quite a bit, and it does seem like there's positive outlook for uranium prices as well. It's currently sitting at about $63 per pound, and because we've seen a lot more nuclear power plants coming online, like for example in Japan, and we heard about the story as well that's possible one in Tanzania, we do see that has been having positive outlook on the uranium prices. I mean, take into account, you know, there is always still the caveat in terms of one nuclear power generation. I think, you know, as society, we still as we are very, very comfortable with it, but there's always that, you know, thought in the back of the mind regarding, you know, the risks that are associated with nuclear power. And then there's obviously the bigger elephant in the room in terms of how this nuclear energy could also be used for catastrophic mass destruction. But I think for now, as a world, we're actually leaning towards nuclear power energy, and that's why you're actually seeing quite a strong rally in the price of uranium.
And you see that both in the spot and the forward market, right?
100% correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, this is not a question for you to answer. I just wonder always with these rallying of prices, how much our country can actually benefit from that, knowing that the offtake of our minerals are basically predetermined and at predetermined prices and predetermined offtakers. So, but maybe on another occasion, we can drill into exactly how one can increase the benefit of the effect of such volatility for our country. But Brian, thank you
100%.
very much for that. Yes, and transfer pricing obviously is extremely topical.
100%. And I love the pun that you used there in terms of drilling into the details. Yes.
Good, Ray. Thank you very much. Until the next time, and maybe just for the listeners, next week we will be, because next week is the oil and gas conferences and talks around that industry. So next week I will have a guest that I will talk to around the oil and gas and prices around that. Thank you very much, Ray, for being my guest. Until the next time.